What can you tell us about the three guys who...
Yeah, they're all good. Same lineup. Okay. How's going.
Okay, perfect. What have you seen from Paul Postma since he kind of got into the regular rotation here?
I think in the last few games especially, he's back to being quick on the puck, and some of that's rhythm and decision-making. You know, he's a skater, so he's got to touch that puck first. He's got to win enough battles that that you can, you know, give him some time to get that speed in the game. He gets the puck off the wall in the offensive zone well, gets it to the net pretty well. But his legs are back. He looks like he's skating well.
Also, too, you've used him a bit on the second power play. That obviously his shot is one of his strengths. What have you seen in that regard?
Yeah, we wouldn't have a whole lot of positives coming off our power play, but he'll get it up the ice and he'll get it to the net pretty well. And that's, you know, with everybody in our lineup, we've got other guys that we've used ahead of him. So good opportunity for him in these last four games to show us he can do a little more.
How do you think he handled the mental struggle? Like at one point, it was basically three NHL games in a calendar year.
Yeah, real tough year, real unusual year that the right side is so deep on our team. And then we stayed healthy just for the longest time. So that's a tough grind for a player. I liked his first few games back were good. I think he came off it a little bit. And now he looks back. It's a tough thing to sit out that many games. You miss training camp, you're behind it. To miss as many games as he did is difficult for him.
As a fan of the game, what was your reaction to the Stamkos news?
Well, yeah, just, you know, you worry about these guys. The injuries that you understand, that you deal with on a daily basis, they fit. You don't want a guy's coming back off just about every injury and then you see something like that, and hopefully he falls in that group of guys that have had a version of that injury that have had it repaired, healed, and never had another problem with it. But you're aware that there are players that something like that creeps in, that you just don't see him as a regular NHLer. It's got to be a frightening thing for everyone.
To last game, what did you like about the way Adam Lowry's line was able to keep Taves' line off the score sheet?
Adam has done that for us on a number of nights. I like this 5-on-3 kill. I like that acceptance and excitement that he's shown in that role. And he's the second half of his season very similar to last year. He's gotten stronger, quicker. His faceoffs are better. His reads are better. Really good opportunity for him now because he's had a longer run of playing. You know, if it's not Scheif playing there, it's he's playing there. Both real young centermen. That's important experience.
Just a thought on a desperate Minnesota team coming in tonight.
Well, we like the energy that these games bring, and we're going to play our last five, our playoff teams, or a team like Minnesota fighting to hang on. This is a big, big night for them. A win and a loss for them puts them in the playoffs, or they could be potentially having three points between them. So we're going to see a team that's you know, it's been playing very well over the block of the last month and a half. That's not going to cheat the game. They're not going to open their game up to the point. Unless we allow it to happen, they're not going to make any high-risk plays because there's so much on the line. So it should be a good, hard-fought game.
Any reason for rotation?
I think in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, Pav's block of work has been very good. And I think when you're playing a team like Minnesota with so much in this game, we've all seen it a bunch of times. I think we have a responsibility, the Winnipeg Jets have a responsibility to put the guys that are at the top of their game or put our best lineup in right now. Prior to the Chicago game, Pav had played some really, really good hockey. Mike had as well, but we thought that Pav deserved to be in a game where there's a lot on the line.